I only fuck married men. It's an addiction, I guess. I mean, I know it's fucked up, but there's just something about having another woman's man buried balls deep in my pussy that is, oh, so fucking hot. I can't help myself. I've never really had a type, a particular look that I go for, tall or short, muscly or skinny, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, big cock or little cock. As long as there's a ring on his finger, he's fair game to me. I start fantasizing as soon as I see it. What is he like in bed? Does he like to eat pussy? How would he look eating mine? What does his cock taste like? Could I make him come in my mouth? Would he come quick? Or would he make me work for his load? How big is he? Will he make me squeal when he starts to stretch me out? Or is he going to show me that he knows how to use what he's got? Does he like it rough? Or gentle? What's his favorite position? The one that makes him come the hardest? Would he bend me over and give me a spanking? How about pull my hair and wrap a hand around my throat? Would he fuck my ass? His wife probably doesn't let him fuck her like that. But me, I love anal. And I'd let him fuck my ass as often as he likes. How is he gonna look when I'm finished with him? When he's sweaty and sore and covered in my juices. His face, his hand, his cock. When I've drained his balls and my cunt is dripping with his cum. The first time was with one of my neighbors. He was moving in and struggling to manage furniture. Boxes, the movers, his 2-year-old, all at the same time. Wifey had disappeared on a last-minute work trip, leaving him to take care of everything by himself. I honestly didn't intend to fuck him. I didn't plan it. I was just being kind, neighborly. Sure, I checked him out when I was saying hi and volunteering to help, but he was cute. Early 30s, handsome, scruffy beard, nice arms, and his butt looked damn good in his jeans, too. Every woman notices stuff like that. It's like breathing. We're not even consciously aware that we're doing it most of the time. Sleeping with him just kind of happened. We'd spent all day together moving in their things, clearing space, clearing up, and then moving some of the bigger pieces of furniture where they needed to be. The movers were no fucking help to him at all. And his daughter was acting up, so I lent a hand. The two of us ended up chatting, laughing, and getting along like old friends the entire time. There was a little bit of flirting, yes, but nothing over the top. Just some banter, you know? the kind of stuff that happens when you're in close proximity, bumping into one another, hot, sweaty. Anyway, we'd done as much as we could for the day, finished setting up their double bed so that at least he could have a decent night's sleep instead of throwing the mattress on the floor. He put his daughter to bed. We both had time to shower, and I offered to pick up some takeout from this great little Chinese place down the road. I kissed him as soon as I was through the door. It was like a reflex. I just saw him standing there, tired, fresh out of the shower, in his jeans and a t-shirt. And I just did it. And he kissed me back. We made it as far as the sofa before I pulled my top off and pressed my chest to his face. His hands were on my ass the whole time, pulling me into his lap. He was already so hard. It didn't take me long to get his jeans off and start stroking his cock while his mouth alternated between my nipples. And of course, his hands found my pussy pretty quickly too. Slipping into my shorts to tease my clit, then working a couple fingers into me to rub my G-spot. I ended up giving him a blowjob and fucking him right there on the sofa, letting him come inside me, completely unprotected, as I dug my heels into his ass and came all over his cock. I had to bite his shoulder to avoid waking his daughter. After that, we ate. Totally normal, chatting and watching some TV as though nothing unusual had even happened. And then he asked me to help christen the bed too. I still remember him slipping his tongue out of my pussy so he could answer his phone when his wife had called to say goodnight. He replaced it with his fingers, though. His wedding ring bathed in my juices as he spoke to her. He mentioned my name a few times, telling her how helpful I'd been, catching her up on what we managed to get done. My pussy throbbed and clenched every time. And he just smiled and fingered me harder. It was a miracle she didn't hear those wet noises in the background. It was a long phone call. So I ended up pushing him back onto the bed as she was apologizing to him again for not being there to help. And then lining us up and sinking down onto him like a stone. He did such a good job of passing his moan off as a yawn. God. He felt so fucking good inside me, stretching me out as I bounced up and down on him, slow and deep. My pussy lips clinging to him each time I rose up. We were both so turned on, stifling moans, holding back, right on the edge. I ended up coming as soon as he told her that he loved her, and she ended the call. He filled my pussy for a second time, not long after, emptying every last drop of cum from his balls. Honestly, it was some of the most exciting sex I've ever had. Not necessarily the most adventurous, but that whole situation with her on the phone was just something else. It was actually a little awkward when I finally got to meet her. I felt kind of bad when she invited me over for dinner to say thanks for helping with the moving. She was nice enough. We hung out a few times, always had a good chat when I saw her. Still, I got over the awkwardness pretty quickly. Fucking her husband in their bed again a couple days later, after I'd bumped into him collecting their mail. I found out later that it wasn't the first time he cheated on her. There had been another woman for a few months before they were married, and a drunken quickie with some girl from work after that. He'd been faithful since then, but he was bored. We hooked up maybe once or twice a week for the next couple of years. I'd even spend some nights when his wife was away. They ended up moving somewhere bigger. She got pregnant with their second, and we only met a few times after that, before the baby was born. A couple of evenings when he told her he was working late. A few quickies when he'd gone out to the store. And a weekend at their new place when she was visiting her sister. It ended soon after. And it was kind of the perfect way to say goodbye. No worries. No hurt feelings. Just 2 days spent naked, fucking, sucking, and cumming our brains out. He taught me that no cock feels as good as a married cock. And after his, I've never wanted any other kind. Businessman, professional type, those are the easiest. Away from home for work, no kids nearby to worry about, to ruin our plans or walk in on us right as daddy's about to come in my pussy or feed me his load. No chance of wifey getting home early to find hubby's head between my legs, mine in his lap, or the two of us upstairs in their bed. With my ass in the air, my face in the sheets. No friends, nosy neighbors, or acquaintances who might spot him flirting with a woman who isn't his wife. Notice them slipping away to his hotel room together, or overhear him railing her pussy all night long. It's almost as if a different set of rules apply when they're traveling. It's okay for them to screw around, eat some pussy, and give me a cream pie. Because there are no consequences. They know it's going to be casual or a one-time only thing. Wifey will never find out about us. So no one gets hurt. They're not really doing anything wrong. They can cheat with me, de-stress after a difficult meeting, celebrate after signing a new client, or just have some fun in between flights by letting them fuck me like they haven't been in years. They can come in my face, in my mouth, my pussy, or my ass over and over. And their wives will never know. I think when they've been married long enough, they really, really want to try out new pussy. Sure. Most of them try to persuade themselves that they don't. That wifeys will still be enough for them for the rest of their life. But once you've been in any relationship for long enough, it's easy to settle into routines, end up feeling like you're taken for granted. Like you're just going through the motions. The sex gets stale, predictable, boring. I think cheating gives them that sense of excitement again. It's something new, something different, something to explore and pleasure and state themselves with. And they do. Once they've had a taste, the ones who fight it the most, they're the ones who really go wild. They like to show off, prove themselves, get really nasty with me. And I love drawing that out of them, knowing they feel good, confident, that they're purely in the moment with me, giving me something that wifey doesn't get anymore, exciting them in a way that she can't, doing things with them that she never has. I love knowing she's waiting at home and none the wiser while I'm looking up into her hubby's eyes, swallowing his cum or riding his cock like a greedy little slut. I love the mix of guilt and excitement on their faces the first time that they empty themselves in me. My mouth, pussy, ass. It makes me come extra hard. That moment when reality hits in for them. When they realize what they've done. Sometimes they regret it and run away real quick, as though that'll make them feel better. But more often, they want to do it again, right after. And I'm only too happy to let them. I like to fuck family men too. Young dads, the devoted kind. Whenever an opportunity presents itself, they usually take a little more work. Can be a little harder to get to know and still harder to seduce. The risk is much greater, fooling around so close to home. It's just so much easier to get caught. Even a quick fuck usually means having to sneak around. And anything longer takes some planning. And that tends to make people think twice, fight against their urges, worry about the consequences. I have to turn up my charm and put in the time when I want to get into their pants. To tell you the truth, that's the one thing I love about being a teacher. It has provided so many opportunities. Sure, most of the time I have to deal with the moms, but every now and then I'll have a cute married dad wander into my classroom, and that gives me an in, a chance to chat, flirt, bat my eyes, and ask ever so sweetly if they might be willing to volunteer sometime after school or on the weekend to help redecorate the classroom. Or with one of the fundraisers, school clubs, there's always something that needs doing. It's the perfect way to get more familiar. And from there, it's so easy to start teasing them. Dressing more provocatively, flirting a little harder, flashing him my ass and cleavage. And finally convincing him to stay behind while the kids go back to Tommy's house or Rebecca's house for a playdate, while we lock the door and have a little fun of our own in my classroom. I get to fuck 3 or 4 of them every year, and not just the occasional weekend hookup. It's easy enough for me to stay late after school, meet them at work, in their office, or take them back to my place to get fucked and drain their balls. Fooling around with them while the wives are at home watching the kids, not suspecting for a moment what hubby is up to or with who. Hell, I've been known to spend school holidays fucking them one after the other. Organize a spit roast or two. There are downsides too, though. I don't mean getting caught. That sometimes happens, but it's never really bothered me. Most women are too shocked to say a word, much less get physical. So I just get dressed and leave, and then I text him later to see if we're still good. No. What I mean is when one of them tries to turn it into something more than it is. more than just a few one-night stands, dirty weekends, or a fuck buddy situation. It happens sometimes. After the nerves and excitement of the first couple of times they get away with it, not getting caught, the world not ending when they cuddle up with their wife again, if they don't feel guilty and call things off or decide to confess everything, then some of them can start to get emotional, intimate, treating it more than just sex, beginning to get attached and turning it into a full-blown affair, even starting to plan a future together. And that's usually my cue to end it. I'm not looking for a husband of my own. I want what I can't have. Another woman's husband. I'm looking to fuck his brains out behind her back as many times as I can. I'm looking to make him cheat on her. I don't want to make him leave her for me. I don't want to play happily ever after with him. I want to be his dirty little secret. The other woman. The mistake that leaves his cock hard and throbbing whenever he thinks back on it. I want him to take me and use me and treat me like the filthy, nasty slut that I truly am. Again and again and again. I want to be the woman that he's fantasizing about while he's pumping away at her or when he's stroking himself in the shower. I want to fuck him so much better than she ever could. I want to be the woman that he sneaks out of the house to meet. The woman he cancels plans with friends for. The woman he fucks while he's on the phone with her. Or whose throat he comes down when he sneaks away at Christmas parties, the kids' birthdays, their anniversary. I want to wrap my legs around his waist, dig my heels into his ass, and not let him pull out until my pussy is dripping with cum. I want to make him moan and beg and blow his load for me as many times as I can. I want to do all of the things with him that he never gets to do with her. I want him to tell me that I'm better, that he needs my lips, my hands, my tits, my pussy, my ass, my body, so much more than hers. And then I want to send him back to her, exhausted, used, still covered in my cum, so that she can fuck him, but never satisfy him the way I can. I like knowing I'm a better fuck than their wives, that they're willing to betray their vows for my pussy, that they're willing to lie and cheat and sneak around for me. If his cock isn't off limits, then I'm not interested. It's as simple as that. I don't know if I could ever change. And to be perfectly honest, I don't want to.